Drop everything. It's the Chemist Warehouse half-price vitamin and cosmetic sale. Hurry, this sale won't last. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Triple M.
Ruined dits for breakfast.
Distinctive homes. Perfect for your lifestyle.
Our house. Your home.
Here's Texas!
Close co-captain, Tex Walker.
That's where the Rangers gonna be.
Oh, the Tex!
Tex Walker, our guest in the studio. And as we know, Roo's on the board and is in charge of sort of football and everything that happens with footy down at the Adelaide Football Club. So, Tex, last week I asked you about Brody Grundy. He's now spoken about, or he was asked the question, would you consider coming home to South Australia? This is what he had to say.
Well, the reality is, yeah, I am from Adelaide and obviously have my family and all my friends there, and that's something that, you know, I wouldn't say no to being in Adelaide at some point in my life. So, yeah, like I said, it's something to obviously consider.
Right.
What do you take out of that?
I take out of that he would be keen to come home if the right offer was there. And, of course, you blokes have the number one draft pick to use to
at this stage,
barter with.
Round
to trade
nine.
With. Yeah. Tex, just I'm going to look him in the eye here. Have you caught up with him for coffee or anything like that, or have you chatted with him?
No, I have not.
You have not?
No.
Are you telling the truth?
Well, you just looked me in the eye. I looked you in the eye and said no.
And you're grinning. Because obviously what happens with a lot of these cases...
I haven't.
You know, you
swear on my wife.
Send the leadership.
Don't even give
send
me anything,
the leadership group over.
I thought we were better than this, and you asked me a question, and I looked in the eye and said no, and then you questioned me again.
What happens when you have met with someone and you have to look him in the eye? Don't say no. Otherwise, when you actually have done something, you'll say I'm not giving a running commentary, and that means you've done it.
All right, let's hear from this is Wayne Carey talking about Brody Grundy.
If he wants more money, it'll be to go to Adelaide. And if Adelaide are smart and they want Grundy, then that number one pick as it sits right now is very, very enticing.
Are we lowball though?
Yeah, exactly.
We lowball.
That's right.
Why are we going to pay overs?
But we sort of made a point this morning.
He wants to come home.
Just thinking out aloud, but he's contracted till the end of 2020 at Collingwood. So you could wait until then and still keep your number one draft pick as well, couldn't you?
Well, that's for Rue. You got to sort that out and list managers.
He hasn't even said he wants to leave. He's not.
He said he would consider coming back to Adelaide.
Consider. Yeah. That doesn't mean he wants to leave. He's playing at Collingwood, the biggest club in Australia, in the premiership window.
I'd like to hear from Eddie about this. His head would be exploding. Eddie Maguire,
We need to get Eddie on.
I wonder how Alice
is not happy. She hasn't made me a coffee this morning because of this. She's not happy at all.
It's a good round this weekend. Doug Nichols round.
Talking about that?
What a change of subject.
I'm sorry. Where's this come from?
Let's be excited about the Sir Doug's Nichols round.
What does it mean to you, Tex?
Oh, I love, I've played with a lot of great Indigenous players at the Adelaide Footy Club, and you can just tell what it means to them the whole week. And
we get up and about, do they?
Oh, they've just got a little bit of pep in their step. And
Eddie kicks goal of the year.
Yeah, he'll probably kick goal of the year again. And it's just their culture and their family and what it means to them. It's very exciting. So,
a couple of good Indigenous players in the West Coast, so I do.
Yeah, who have they got?
Liam Ryan.
What about his specky?
Don't get anywhere near you, Tex. He'll sit on your head.
He'd sit on my head.
I'd jump over the top of you.
Oh, I can't jump over a tally ho paper. He'd bloody sit straight on my head.
They said that they asked him what his best ever mark was, and he said a mark in the waffle. You need to Google the mark he took waffle last year. He nearly jumped over. Like a 6 foot plus fellow. It was unbelievable.
He was nearly up sitting in 1A in Virgin. He got that eye. Bloody hell.
Yeah.
Have you ever taken a specky, Roo?
Oh, half speckies. Half speckies, yeah.
Of course he
has. On a Ford pocket.
How do you work out West Coast Eagles? Their form, it's all over the place really, isn't it?
Yeah, they're the reigning premiers. They're a good side. I watched a little bit of them on Friday night, and they just intercept the ball really well. So we're going to have to... be smart with their ball movement, and then it just always comes down to contested footy. If you win your fair share and get it in your forward half, then it gives yourself a chance to win.
Big Jerker played all right on the weekend, putting his name up for selection.
He was very good, very good. JJ, 6 goals, and just love what he's doing with his movement and competition. So
I see his ankle's been a bit sore.
His ankle was a bit sore, and he's on top of that.
A bit fresher.
On top of that.
All right, good on you, Tex. Have you got anything to leave us with?
Oh, well, bit of a bit of a one that one of the boys went in to see the psychiatrist, and psychiatrist said to him, "What's the matter, mate?" He said, "I've got this fetish. I love wearing Glad Wrapper's jocks." And the psychiatrist said, I can clearly see your nuts.
Right. Yeah, good one, Tex.
Thanks, Tex. Good luck on the weekend.
Well done, buddy.
See you, boys.
All right. Tex, our special guest, all thanks to Distinctive Homes.
Limo to join us for a laugh shortly.
Drop everything. It's the Chemist Warehouse half-price vitamin and cosmetic sale. Hurry, this sale won't last. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.